you want to be free of personal and professional drama, if you want to be free of the crippling anxiety, constant self-doubt and indecision, wondering if you're doing it right or have a grip on your reality, then you have to learn to train your mind. And just like my personal trainer comes to each session with a plan, you need to have a plan to train your mind. When you learn to manage your mind, when you learn to manage your thinking, you'll be blown away at what you're able to create and how easy it is to build the exact life you've always wanted. Welcome to Is This All There Is?, the podcast for high-achieving women who have checked all the boxes of success and are left feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and stuck. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda Ryan Fear, and in each episode, we'll use principles of cognitive psychology, feminist theory, and expert mindset coaching to help you build the confidence and clarity you need to accomplish whatever it is you want, even if you don't yet know what that is. Hey, everybody, how's it going? Welcome to Is This All There Is? Episode number 39. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda Ryan Fear, and I am so excited for you to be here for today's podcast. Today, we're going to talk all about how to work with your brain to get more of what you want out of life and less of what you don't. So I'll explain what I mean by that. I say that all the time, and there is a deeper meaning behind it. And basically, what I'm talking about when I say how to work with your brain is that our brains were designed for one thing, and that is survival. And the survival portion of our brain was designed millennia ago when we were much less complicated beings, I'm guessing. We didn't have all of the input that we have now from our phones, from laptops, from the world. We didn't have to choose between 500 different types of cereal at the grocery store. We were basically just trying to survive. And so our brains adapted to help us to that end. However, life has changed and our brains really haven't changed that much. We still have this portion of our brain that is pretty simplistic. It is designed to identify friend or foe. Could this kill me? Is this a situation I need to freak out about or not? So our brains are very binary, right? It's one thing or another. It either will kill us or it won't kill us. And that's great for keeping us alive. However, we don't have the same dangers that we had during the beginning of human existence. We don't have to worry about being eaten by large predators. We don't have to worry so much about eating poison berries. Our decision-making is much more complex. Our lives are much more complex. And our brains simply haven't evolved to support that. So by knowing that and knowing how our brains work, you can actually learn to work with your brain. I call it managing your mind, to get more of what you want from life and less of what you don't. So basically, we're raised with a certain set of beliefs. These beliefs either come from our family of origin, they come from our culture at large, they come from the society that we live in. And then we think these thoughts so many times over and over again, then they become beliefs. A belief is basically a thought that you think over and over again. So then we have these beliefs and we think that they're the truth. Not because they are the truth, but because we've thought them so many times before. For example, here's a belief that I grew up with. Growing up in the 70s and 80s, a lot of people said women aren't good at math. And I remember my mom not specifically saying women in general aren't good at math, but I remember her saying that she wasn't good at math, that she was better at language and art and more of the, I always forget what's right brain and left brain because I don't focus so much on that, but you get where I'm going. Less of the analytical things. Also growing up thinking that women aren't as good with spatial skills. They aren't as spatially adept. And so when you hear these things like girls aren't good at math, women aren't good at math over and over again, that impacts how you act and that impacts the results that you get. So here is how learning to manage your mind works. Basically, we take a look at these thoughts that you have every day, these beliefs that you have, and we determine, are these beliefs getting me where I need to go or where I want to go? For example, if you have a passion about becoming an architect, but you have the belief women aren't good at math, that belief's not going to get you very far. Or if you have a belief that many of us who are raised as female were socialized to believe that we need to be attractive. And in order to be attractive, we need to be thin and young. And then if you're like me and you're aging and you're finding that your body isn't quite the same as it used to be, that bumps up against the beliefs of you need to be thin and young to be attractive. And that can create all sorts of stress, causing you to deprive yourself of food, to really monitor your food, to work out more than is healthy, all sorts of things, all sorts of actions that you'll take because you have this belief that I need to be thin and young to be attractive. So when we're working on managing your mind, I use a 5-step system to determine how the thoughts that you're having, how the thoughts that you have every day are showing up in your life. And then you can decide, do I want to keep thinking this thought or not? So first, we take a look at the results that you're getting in your life. I'll use a pretty concrete example. Let's say that you would like to have more money saved at the end of each month than you currently are. Maybe you have a goal of saving $500 a month, but currently you're not able to save or you haven't been saving any money per month. So we would take a look at your circumstances. So circumstances are facts. They're not opinions. They're not stories that we tell ourselves. They are cold, hard facts. So in this case, the circumstance would be how much you spend each month. Those would be the facts. So then we would take a look at that. Those are your results. And then I would ask, well, what actions did you take to get those results? So say you have $0 in your checking account at the end of each month. So your result is $0 in your checking account at the end of each month. So then we would take a look at what actions led to those results. Not from a place of shame or blame. We don't do that in coaching. There's no point to shame or blame. It's just from a place of curiosity. We're not judging your choices. We're not judging your results. We're just figuring out how you got there. So perhaps the actions you took were that you donated a big chunk of money to a nonprofit that you feel passionately about. Perhaps you got those results because you have a really high credit card debt and you've been trying to pay off your credit cards. Maybe you got those results because you spend time online shopping. At the end of the day, that's how you unwind. And you've made some purchases that maybe don't bring you the joy that you really thought they would bring you. So it doesn't matter what the actions are. We're just getting curious about what led to the $0 in the checking account at the end of the month. So then we have this list of actions that you took. Then what I would ask you is, how are you feeling when you took those actions? Now, that might seem kind of out of left field, right? Because most people really have no idea how they're feeling at any given time. We're not really raised or socialized to be adept at identifying feelings. So in order to do this, we might look at a list of feelings. We might look at a feelings wheel, which I think I've referenced on this podcast before, but maybe not. But if you Google feelings wheel, you'll see examples of it. And you can say, well, I was feeling lonely. So from a place of feeling lonely, you did the online shopping. You donated the money to the nonprofit. I can't remember what the other example was, but you get the idea. So you took these actions from a place of being lonely. Again, no judgment. When we feel lonely, we take certain actions, probably different actions than we would take if we felt neutral or loved. So you were feeling lonely, you took these actions. So then my question would be, what were you thinking? So why were you feeling lonely? I probably wouldn't even ask what you were thinking. I would say, why were you feeling lonely? And you would say, well, my family was away on a trip and I was by myself. Or maybe it goes into your desire to have a partner and you haven't found a partner yet. So I was thinking about how I don't have a partner, how I'm all by myself. I felt lonely. I did the online shopping. You get the idea. So from this belief, from this thought of I should have a partner, then you felt lonely. You took the actions, which resulted in $0 in your checking account. So from this thought, I should have a partner, it resulted in your emotions, your actions, and then your results. So that's one way that we use the thought model to figure out why you're getting the results that you're getting. Another way we use it is that we might experiment with, where is this thought taking me? So perhaps, again, we'll use the same circumstance. You're single. So a circumstance, again, is a fact. It's something that is completely objective. It's not the story you're telling yourself about it. It's just that you're single. That's the subject, or that's the circumstance. And then you probably have all of these stories about the circumstance. So women are socialized that it's desirable to have a partner, right? We're supposed to believe in the fairy tale of we need to have a partner in order to be fully sufficient, I guess, to feel like we have it all. We've checked all the boxes. So we're raised to think we're supposed to be partnered. So the belief that you have is, my life is not complete unless I have a partner. Now, you may not be able to articulate it in quite that way, but you know you feel like something's missing. So from that belief, from that thought, then we would pinpoint, well, how does that thought make you feel? That thought probably makes you feel like either dysfunctional or shame, or in the previous example, lonely. And then from those emotions, you would take certain actions that would give you results that probably wouldn't result in you getting what you want from life. So your thoughts are really powerful. These beliefs that we aren't even aware of are super powerful. In fact, your brain, your ability to think is the most powerful thing that you have in the world. Everything you do and the results you create are all caused by the thoughts within your brain. So when you learn to manage your mind, when you learn to manage your thinking, you'll be blown away at what you're able to create and how easy it is to build the exact life you've always wanted. This is the work that we do inside of the Mindset Gym, where I've put the most amazing tools and cutting-edge training to help you create incredible results in your life. All you have to do is follow the steps. So the process is simple to learn and will create massive changes in your life faster than anything you've ever tried before. So if you find yourself feeling frustrated, anxious, worried, or unsatisfied, the most important thing you can do for yourself is learn how to train your brain. Your brain is designed for survival and preservation. So it creates these negative stories in an attempt to keep you safe that don't serve you in your professional and personal life. Your brain will dictate these sentences to you all day long that you might not even be aware of. And when you learn to unpack that, when you do the work in the Mindset Gym, you realize what's going on in there. You have 60,000 thoughts per day. Most of them are unconscious and negative. So when you learn the tools to learn to manage your mind, you get to see these thoughts. And you get to see how they determine how you feel, how you act, and how you create results in your life. So if you have areas in your life where you know you aren't showing up in the way you most want to, it's because of the thoughts, which are just sentences in your brain playing on autopilot. And again, these thoughts were programmed without your knowing it throughout your whole life. One thought can change the trajectory of your day, your week, your year, and eventually your life and your legacy. I like to think of the work that I do as being your brain's personal trainer. So you may have heard me rave about my personal trainer in the past, but a little bit of background with that is I have been an athlete pretty much my whole life. So I grew up riding horses, and then in high school and college and beyond, I did crew. I've been a runner off and on throughout my life. And now I primarily ride horses. I'm not back to running yet because of a few different injuries, but I go on long walks, go on hikes. So I've always used my body to do things that I love to do. And the idea of, as I get older, as I age, my body is a little more achy, a little more creaky. It's not as efficient as it used to be, and I don't bounce back from injury like I used to. And so I have worked with countless physical therapists. I've had all sorts of different types of therapies, different modalities done on my body, specifically around my knees, because I've had several knee injuries. Fun fact, I'm on my third ACL in my left knee. And so that creates pain and that slows things down. And so I'm not able to do as much as I would like to do with my body. So basically, all of those modalities have kind of patched me together and helped me to move along, but have never provided long-term relief. And it wasn't until I just randomly booked a free session with a personal trainer at my gym, and he changed everything. Like, his knowledge of the human body, of his ability to pinpoint where my body is stiff, where it's sticky, what needs to be manipulated, what muscles we need to work so that I can be pain-free. Like, I think he's a genius, and he's really made the difference in me being able to move my body and do the things that I love with a lot less pain and a lot less restriction. And so even though I can go to the gym and take myself through a workout, because I've done that for decades, I can't get the results by myself that I can get with him. So that's similar to working with a coach, specifically working with a coach who can help you train your brain. So much like my physical personal trainer, the work that I do with clients is, I'm a mental personal trainer because I have the background knowledge. I know how the brain works, and I know how to help you train your brain so that you think negatively less of the time, so you have fewer of these thoughts that hold you back. So the first step is information, right? The first step is discovery. So discovering, really unearthing these thoughts that you have, these beliefs that you have that are holding you back. And once you start to see them, then you can start to decide, are these thoughts helping me or are they holding you back? And there's work that we do to determine that. So it's not just like flipping a switch and thinking positively. Because in fact, that doesn't work. Because if you've believed your whole life that, let's say that you're bad at math, right? Then just telling yourself, I'm good at math, is not going to work. Your brain's going to call BS on that. So there's a process that we do to help you learn to believe thoughts that are more empowering. So you know that with your physical body, if you want to change how you feel in your physical body, you're going to have to take action in conditioning your body. So eating right, exercising, getting massages, working with a trainer, all of the things. But it's just as important to exercise and train your mind. And that's because you're a product of what you think. Your entire reality is based on the thoughts, perceptions, and emotions you have on a daily basis. So if you want to change your life, if you want to feel more fulfilled, feel like you have more purpose, feel more loved, successful, at peace in yourself, with your body, with your family, if you want to be free of personal and professional drama, if you want to be free of the crippling anxiety, constant self-doubt and indecision, wondering if you're doing it right or have a grip on your reality, then you have to learn to train your mind. And just like my personal trainer comes to each session with a plan, you need to have a plan to train your mind. So it's just like having a mental fitness trainer. That's what coaching is. So I want you to think about your brain as a computer. So you have the hardware, that's your brain, and then you have the software, which are the beliefs and thoughts that you have on a daily basis. So what's happening for you right now is you're in 2023 and you're probably running on Microsoft 98. And that's because we form these subconscious beliefs by the time that we're 7 years old. So in my case, I'm running on Microsoft 1982. So we have these beliefs, they form by the time we're 7 years old, and then we just regurgitate them every day for decades. So these beliefs of I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, and all the ways that they show up, if you've thought those for decades, your brain just goes on autopilot and trots those out. So for example, if a coworker says something, gives you some critical feedback on a presentation, and you immediately go to, well, that's because I'm not good enough. Obviously, you wouldn't really actively think that thought, but that's what's running in your background software. So what you need to do is, just like you update your computers for new conditions and new expectations with the new and improved operating system, you have to update your mind. So your current operating system was installed when you were a child by parents, by the environment, like I said, by society. So it's time for a full system upgrade. The old operating system gives priority to spiraling negative thoughts and feelings. I'm not good enough. There's not enough time, energy, money. I don't know what I'm doing. Those come from all the messages that you heard growing up. And all those thought patterns are neural networks that have gotten strong in your brain over time. So for example, when you think self-critical thoughts, you feel insecure and inadequate. Makes sense, right? And when you think self-confident thoughts, you feel probably confident. So if we change your neural networks, we can change the way you think. That means we can take the self-critical thoughts you have every day and change them into self-confident thoughts instead. So how do we change the neural networks to make thinking positively easier? Well, thankfully, I have a whole arsenal of tools and easy resources for you to use to make the shift. So with this new operating system, you can expect to make decisions from a place of confidence so you no longer waste time and energy second-guessing yourself. You believe so deeply in your own worth that you no longer worry about what your boss, coworkers, or your sister-in-law thinks about you. And you create time for yourself to spend an afternoon on the couch with a book without guilt. So you don't need any previous experience to do this because these are all new tools. Nobody's taught you this before. And they're also really simple, which is why they worked for me. So I've put all of these tools, I call them my clients' greatest hits, my coaching greatest hits, because these are the tools that have gotten me the most mileage in learning to manage my mind. And they're the tools that working with clients over the past 5 years, one-on-one, has helped them get the most mileage to create the most positive change in their lives. So I put them in the Mindset Gym, which is my online coaching program. And what it is, basically, it's a 6-week mental reconditioning program to help you change those neural pathways to go from disempowering thoughts to more empowering thoughts. So to take you from fear, doubt, and insecurity to much more strong confidence in yourself. So what that looks like is 6 online masterclasses so that you can learn the skills that you need to manage your thinking to get more of what you want from life, to help you manage your thoughts, emotions, actions, and create the results that you want on purpose so that you can change these neural networks in your brain that are telling you you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, there's not enough time, all of the things. So those thoughts stop holding you back. You also get my online support throughout the program. So if you have questions, if things come up, if you need some additional support, I'm there for you. I also have designed the Mindset Gym Intensive for those of you who would like some more personalized support. So you get the 6 online masterclasses, and in both programs, the Mindset Gym and the Mindset Intensive, you get lifetime access to the course. So you can always go back to the materials. And in the intensive, you get 3 private hour-long coaching calls with me to help you digest and assimilate the material and help you to see really more of your thoughts and how your thinking is getting in your way. Plus, you also get text and voice support for the 6 weeks throughout the program. So it's just a little more intensive support for those of you who would like that. So the curriculum of the Mindset Gym, in the first week, you learn all about your thoughts and how they're the foundation of everything. So you learn why your thoughts are the key to all of the results you're getting in your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and what to do about it. You'll learn the difference between an unmanaged mind and a managed mind and how to use this knowledge to change your life. You'll also learn a simple tool for managing your mind so you're no longer at the mercy of your negative thinking. In the second week, you learn all about your emotions. So emotional management is how to actually process an emotion instead of resisting it or reacting to it, so you no longer are stopped in your tracks by fear, shame, or guilt. You'll also learn how to create an emotion on purpose. So if you want to feel motivated to get more stuff done, you'll learn how to do that. If you'd like to feel more joy in your life, you'll learn how to do that. And you'll also learn how the emotions of overwhelm and procrastination, even though that's not an emotion, it's driven by fear, which is, are not time management problems, but they're emotional management problems, and how to overcome them. Then in the third week, you'll learn all about action. So massive action is the key to accomplishing your biggest goals, but taking action from the wrong thoughts and emotions will only cause you to spin your wheels. And this week, you'll learn how to conserve time and energy by deciding which actions to take and which to dump, delegate, or redesign. In the following week, week four, you learn how to put all this together. So you learn how to create any result on purpose by managing your thinking. So if you want better relationships, this is the week for you. If you want to learn how to have more money in your bank account at the end of the month, this is the week for you. Managing how you think has a ripple effect on your emotions, actions, and results. So you'll learn a 5-point system for coaching yourself through anything that life throws at you. And these tools you can use on and on throughout the rest of your life to create more and more of what you want in your life and less of what you don't. The following week, you learn all about decisions. So how to make any decisions with confidence so you can stop second-guessing yourself. You'll learn the truth about decisions and why becoming a bomb-proof decision maker will speed up your success. And then in week six, you'll learn about one of my favorite topics, and that's self-trust, because in order to get anything done in your life and to create the kind of life that you want to have, you have to learn how to trust yourself. This is the building block of confidence. It's the belief that no matter what happens, you'll be okay. So in this week, you'll learn how to have your own back in any situation, tame your inner critic, and stop being afraid to get your hopes up about the exciting future that you're building. So I'm also including a few bonuses because I want you to have all of the fun stuff. So you'll get my Money Mindset Masterclass. So you'll learn how to cut down on the drama around money so you can focus on the math of your money in order to love spending it, saving it, and investing it with confidence. You'll also get my system of how to get it done, which really is the only time management system you'll ever need, one that works with your brain and teaches you how to have more energy at the end of the day than you started with. And you'll also get my training on Relationships 101. So how to stop caring so much about what other people think of you, coping with the toxic boss, annoying coworkers, and your family. How to preserve relationships and save your sanity and build the relationships that you want to have in your life. So all of these tools you can find in the Mindset Gym, and registration is open right now. So again, you can choose if you would like simply the online course material in the Mindset Gym to learn to change your life that way, or the Mindset Gym Intensive, which includes some one-on-one coaching and text and voice support. Super excited about this program and really excited for you to enroll in it and start learning how your thoughts are creating everything in your life. Like I said before, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and how to start designing your life, creating your life on purpose, rather than being at the mercy of your thoughts and your emotions and the things that are happening around you. All right, my friends, I will put a link in these show notes for you to learn more about the Mindset Gym and learn more about training your brain. And if you have any questions, please send me an email. It's amanda@amandaryanfear.com, or you can always reach me through my Facebook page. There's a link below. You can reach me through Instagram. There's so many ways to reach me. I hope that you have an amazing week, and we will talk soon. If you found this podcast helpful, head on over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And go ahead and send it to a friend while you're at it. Thank you. My mission in life is to liberate women from the limiting beliefs that are holding them back from living their fullest, most joyful lives. If you'd like to learn more about my work, check out my website at www.amandaryanfear.com. That's AmandaryanFear.com, where you can find links to join my free private Facebook group and learn more about working with me.